There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Welcome to Buckets in the 503. I'm your host, Nawan Thompson. I'm here with Curtis Williams.
Hey, welcome back. This is Curtis Williams. We got one of the top players in the state of Oregon, Braylon Gaines, on the show today.
What's up, I'm Braylon.
All right, so Braylon accolades speaks for itself. Last year, one of the top leading scorers in the state as a sophomore and one of the top led the state in assists as a freshman, also first team All-League in the Mount Hood. Still has 2 years left in his high school career.
Yeah, so Braylon, you've already scored over 1,000 points in your high school career going into your junior year. But for listeners who don't know about you yet, who is Braylon Gaines on and off the court?
On the court, I'd say I'm just a very competitive person, probably the most competitive person a lot of people know. I like to win a lot more than I like to lose. And yes, me on the court, off the court, I'm a pretty chill guy. And I just stick to myself a lot and, yeah, stick to my friend group, stick to a small circle.
Well, when you decided to go to Nelson, what was one of the deciding factors of you going to Nelson with it being a brand new school? What made you choose that as one of your high school choices?
Me going to Nelson, I say a lot of it had to do with Coach Blanks. You know, he's been talking to me for a while. And I'd also say just I want to go somewhere where it was like a brand new culture and it was something that I could build from and a culture that I could build from the beginning and see where that can go.
You know, I've known you for a pretty long time now, since what, fourth grade, third grade, somewhere around there. When did you first start taking basketball seriously as something that you want to do and pursue?
Since I started probably in like kindergarten, but I'd say I really knew like second grade when we started traveling for all of our tournaments and playing against top teams in the nation and like really seeing how we stacked up against those people.
And you're a two-sport athlete, right? Football and basketball. So do you have dreams of playing college football as well as a two-sport athlete, like a Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson type? Or are you just, you know, going to focus on basketball and love playing football as well?
Well, I feel if the opportunity came, like, I'd have to think about it. But for now, I'd say just basketball.
Who was the biggest influence in your development? It could be a family member, coach, trainer. Who are some of the people that are the biggest influence in your life?
Obviously, my dad, just always being there in the gym with me and, like, doing all the little stuff for me. And then I'd also say Coach Nate, rest in peace, just him being there from the beginning with me, being the best coach I could ever ask for and just making me go hard no matter what. Especially during the lockdown, we'd always find a place and we'd always be working hard, like, no matter what.
What's the biggest part of your game that you're trying to improve this offseason?
I've been really improving on my shot. I get shots up every night. And also just being a stronger player, you know, building strength in every part of my body, making sure I'm staying away from injuries, which is the only thing I feel could hold me back from having a great season. So obviously building my body and just keep adding to my shot as I feel it can never get too good.
How many shots do you usually get up every evening?
Yeah.
How many shots usually?
Anywhere from 500 to a 700 in that range.
And do you have like a structured workout schedule on a weekly basis or?
During football, I'd say it's just based upon how my body's feeling. If my body's feeling like I could do a skill workout, I'll do skill workout, then I'll shoot. But if my body's hurting, I'll just get some spot up shots up at night.
Now you talk about, you know, your workouts and your strength training that you're doing. You know, what do you think separates your work ethic from other players?
I think what separates my work ethic is everything I do is pretty intentional. I feel like I don't overwork myself, but I work enough to where I feel I'm outworking a lot of people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. So you say, there's two ways that people tend to work out, right? You see a lot of people like, man, I've been in the gym for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right. But it may not be intentional. Some guys are like 45 minutes in, out. What type of workout are you?
I'd say a little bit in the middle. Like, I'm going hard for about an hour, and then maybe 20 of those minutes I'm just repping my jumper. Like, so yeah, which is still intentional, but just toning it down a little bit.
And then how do you structure your workouts between skill sessions, your training, your rest, your film, all the things that go into being a D1 college player? How do you structure your workouts throughout the week?
With football right now, I am trying to lift in the morning 3 to 4 times a week, which is about 5:30, and then I have school. So then right after school, I have football practice, and then I rest for a little bit. That's where I like do recovery and stuff, and then I'll go back out to the gym and get shots up or whatever. But in the summer, I just try to spread it out, get up early, get my weight training done or get shots up, and then just spread my day out from there.
Got you. When you say your recovery, what type of things do you do for your recovery?
I get massages. I do red light therapy a lot. I stretch every night, bands, everything. And we have a really amazing athletic trainer at Nelson that helps me out a lot.
This past spring and summer, you got a chance to play on the EYBL circuit. What are some things you pulled away from that? What some of the memories you had?
It was a very different experience for sure. It being almost the first different team I've played with my whole life. I've pretty much played with the same people my whole life. So just being on a different side of it was definitely weird, I'd say. But it was definitely a good learning experience. And I feel over the season, I grew a lot, learning a lot from the coaches and players I'm playing with, and like having a different role and how to fulfill that to the best of my ability.
Who do you think was the best player that you guys played against this past spring and summer?
We played a lot of top guys, but I'd say the best was probably King Gibson. I wouldn't say he was like the most skilled, but he played hard in every game that I saw. And yeah.
So, you saw, King out there playing hard every single game. I think that's one of your attributes when you step on the court every single time. What's your mindset like when you step in between the lines of the basketball court?
Always trying to be a good teammate. So I feel like being a good teammate is setting the tone for the people on my team. So by doing all the little stuff, for sure, so they feed off of that. And then also just having that killer mindset to where I need to do what I need to do to win the game.
How do you deal with pressure and expectations from coaches and fans, and probably particularly from yourself internally? Do you feel like it's any pressure when you're playing the game?
Yeah, I feel a lot of pressure. I mean, I just try to pray before every game, leave it all to God, and just talk myself through it. Self-talk, I feel, has helped me a lot. And that's how, and the people around me, like my teammates and my friends, just talking to them, like that helps me get through anything I need.
And you say you get up at like 5:30 in the morning, right?
Most mornings. I wouldn't say every morning, but I'd say 4 to 5 days a week.
4 to 5 days a week. Yeah. So during the week for the most part.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. To get up every day and get those workouts in early. What motivates you to do those early morning workouts and motivation to do those practices early in the morning every day?
Just knowing where I want to get to. It's my main goal in life. It's the only thing I'm working forward towards. So why not? I know I want no regrets going forward. So why not do it now?
Going into this high school season, I know you guys are one of the preseason favorites for one of the top teams in the state. How is your role in the team this year going to be different from last year?
my role being an upperclassman now, I feel like it's changed a lot. I have to lead in a different way than I have before, which I'd say is a more mature way. I need to lead with nice words, like self, like encouragement, and like just being a good guy to all my teammates, instead of just leading by example and just trying to get on guys in that aspect. So just maturing in that way for sure.
So trying to be more LeBron James than Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Choose your leadership style?
Pretty much.
Got you. And you said, you know, about it's your main goal as far as basketball. Where do you want this to take you? Like, what's your ultimate goal as far as basketball goes?
My ultimate goal is to make it to the NBA, but anything, anywhere pro, anywhere making money to play basketball is where I want to go for sure.
Nice. And do you have a dream school that you'd want to play for, or a dream coach or anything?
I do have Oregon's been my dream school since I don't even know how old, but I just want to go to a school that fits me and where I think I could be the most successful at. It doesn't matter how high or how low that level of play is.
And what's your favorite type of play style as a point guard? Like, what do you like? Like, do you like it slowed down? Do you like more of a pick and roll type game? Do you like the floor open, five out? What's your style?
I like a fast pace, pick and roll, kind of have actions here and there to get easy buckets, but pretty fast pace, getting up and down, shooting.
What personal goals do you have for yourself this year and your team?
Personal team, want to win a state championship for sure. That's the main goal. Want to win the Mount Hood Conference. That comes first. And I'd say just building a better team, like, culture this year, off the court, everything we do from practice, just having fun, like, all year. And then individual goal, I want to be the player of the year, Gatorade player of the year. And I just think with winning and all that stuff, all my self-accolades will come with that.
And when you say team chemistry and culture this year, what's your outlook on that? Like, what do you think would make you guys have good chemistry this year?
Just everyone being on the same page, and that's winning. So if we're all on the same page about winning and everyone's bought in doing their role, then I think we'll be successful.
And I know you guys have a couple new teammates this year. Carter Lockhart, the number one player in the 2028 class, just joined you over there. Leo joined you guys over there.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
How do you think they're going to fit into your guys' style of play, and what are you doing to make them feel comfortable in a Nelson uniform?
They're already great basketball players, so I feel just them practicing with us, well, they can adapt easily. And with them being two of my really good friends, Carter probably being one of my best friends, and Leo, we're building a great relationship already. I think it'll be pretty easy. And all the guys at Nelson in our circle and on our team are accepting them. And like in this preseason and practices, we'll all build that bond. And I think we'll all mesh really well together.
What are some things, as you right now, you go through the recruiting process the next couple of years, what are some things college coaches should know about you behind your beyond your stats and highlights?
Like I've said, just winning, the competitive nature I have, how hard I go when people say, like, I don't need to go as hard as I do, like, I just feel like that's not really, like, a thing. Like, you just have to always go hard, and that's who you are. And also just being a good leader at all times. And yeah.
If you could send a message to like a scout or, any coach watching this or listening to this, you know, what message would you send to them about your recruitment?
I just want to be recruited somewhere where I'm really wanted. Like, I don't really care about, like, having all the offers, having 20 offers and stuff. Like, I just feel like I'm going to go to one school at the end of it. So I just want to go somewhere where I'm really wanted and they see I could really be successful.
All right, so we got some quick hitter questions for you. Who's your favorite NBA player and who do you model your game after? It could be two different answers.
My favorite NBA player right now is Luka Doncic. He's been my favorite player for a while. I just like watching him play. And I'd say I model my game after a little bit of like Tyrese Maxey. And like I've been watching a lot of Peyton Pritchard and how he plays off 2 feet and like in the paint and mid areas and stuff like that.
Do you have a pre-game song or artist that you listen to?
Recently, I haven't really been listening to music before games. I just try to be around my teammates, talking to my teammates, having a fun time before the game, and really just clearing my mind.
Do you have a favorite pair of shoes to hoop in?
My favorite pair of shoes are probably Kobe 5s. I just got the PJ Tuckers, and I really like them.
Who's the funniest teammate in your locker room?
Funniest teammate in our locker room, probably Ryan Nanu. A lot of people don't know him, like outside of our school. But if you know him, you know he's the funniest guy in the locker room.
If you had to describe your game in one word, what would it be?
Probably a dog, honestly.
And having your dad as a coach. He's coached you for a lot of time. What's that like for you as a player, having a dad as a coach that's around a lot?
I just try to treat it like any other coach. I mean, I don't want it to seem like there's always that stereotype of like daddy ball or whatever. But like, I just feel like it's never really been that. So I just try to act like it's a normal, like scenario, and everything's just fine and we're just playing basketball.
And off the court, like, how much do you guys talk, and feel free to jump in this as well, how much do you guys talk about basketball when you guys are done with practice and outside of the court?
I'd say it just depends. Like, some nights we'll dive deep into like what we're feeling, and some nights it'll just be about something totally different. So it just really depends.
Tell us about a time that you guys got in a disagreement about basketball.
I think we were at the Beaverton hoop, and he missed 2 free throws at the end of the game to win. And I went absolutely nuclear on him. Just up and down. I said stuff to him that you shouldn't say to a grown man. And later that night, he's like, "You hurt my feelings." And like, I think that was like a changing in our relationship, where it was like, he's my son. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do that. I want to build him up. And so I think that was the turning point when I had to realize, like, hey, like, he's my son. It's not that serious. You know what I mean? Like, so I think at the Beaverton Hoop when you were chipping free throws.
What grade was that? How old were you at that point in time?
I think he was like fourth grade. Like, yeah, I think it was like fourth or fifth grade. I think it was a fourth grader.
I have young kids myself, but way younger than you. As a parent of one of the top players in the state, how did he get his work ethic? Was that like from his mom and dad, or was that all self-induced, or how did he instill the work ethic that he has?
I mean, his mom works really hard. I mean, she's always been a hard worker. So I'm sure he saw that by example. And honestly, I mean, that PDX Ballers team that we had in those practices were not common for little kids. Like, they were running 16s, they were running 32s, they were getting screamed at by me and Coach Nate, mostly by me. We put those dudes to the ringer. So I think at that point it was just normal. Like, you know what I mean? At some point, it was just like, I'm supposed to be diving on the ground. I'm supposed to be doing all the little things. It's ingrained in me. So I think, and then being around all the top athletes, like, they were always, like, competing against each other. Like, if you look right now, you got Hudson playing quarterback at Lake Oswego. You got Robbie at Central. You got Braylon. You got Danny Leary at Nelson. You know what I mean? You got, so it's like that Drew Weiler at Lake Ridge, you know, and there's many more. There's, yeah, Hudson Gasperson, Adario, Jaden. I mean, you could just go on and on. So they were always competing with each other. And so, like you said, iron sharpens iron, right? And so I think that just the culture that we created with PDX just kind of molded him, and that's just what it is. It's just normal to him at that point.
It did. When you guys had that culture at that age, right, 9 years old to, what, 13, 14 years old, how did the parents receive that? Was it always, were they all on board, or did some come and go, or did they understand it, or?
No, not everybody was on board. Like, it got intense. Like, there was times where, yeah, we went overboard, but it's like, my thing is, everyone likes hot dogs, right? But they don't really like how they're made. Nobody wants to see the hot dog factory and how it's made, but you want a hot dog. And so for us, that's how it was at PDX. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants the trinkets. Everybody wants the accolades, but they don't want to put in the work. And sometimes it's ugly. Like, it's ugly out here for top level athletes. So my point was, I was trying to be a visionary and put them through as much adversity as I could, so that then now there is no more vinegar with me and him. All it is we're just talking X's and O's. I don't have to motivate him anymore. His motivation is his motivation, you know? So there was a method to the madness, and now it's coming to fruition.
You know, you guys had a legendary middle school team out there with PDX. And so now going through the high school stuff, what are some of the differences between the high school scene, like playing in the high school, versus playing like AAU style basketball?
It's just a whole, like, it's just a team game. And so it's just so much different. Like, there's kids from the same area, and like, you got to get some kids to be on board. So it's like, it's just this whole other, like, aspect, I guess, to where, like, AAU, like, it's clear, like, from the jump, like, everyone wants the same thing. Everyone's around the same skill level. And so, like, just making sure that the lower guys feel like they're the top guys, like, it's just, like, a whole different thing, I feel like.
Yeah, I know my high school, our head coach always talks about how basically two different sports, you know. Nobody's crying after AAU basketball games, right? But after a high school game at the end of the season, every game, somebody's crying. Somebody's last game of their career. Most kids last time ever playing basketball, right? So it's a lot more emotion and personal influence in it, right? So what are some of your goals for the season besides Gatorade Player of the Year? Do you have some teammates that we should be looking out for this year outside of Carter and Leo?
For sure. Jaden, he was battling a lot of injuries last year. He's been putting in a lot of work this off season, and he's getting ready for a breakout season. And Cooper Day this fall has had an unbelievable fall. I'm going to be honest, just the step he's made and his confidence and everything has just been a crazy step, and it's been really good to see. And make sure I'm not missing anyone. Zayden's gonna take a big step this year. He's been getting a lot stronger. He's one of the best teammates and guys you'll ever meet, so he'll help for sure. And Cal Gradwall making a comeback to basketball will really help for sure. Malachi Garlington playing in Austin, like, we're so deep this year. Like, it'll be a fun year for sure.
Last question, looking at your guys' schedule, you got the Cowboy City Classic, Les Schwab, a couple preseason games. What is one of the biggest events or games that you guys are looking forward to this year?
I'd say I'm looking forward to the Central game for sure. Just because it's a league game, we'll play them twice. Like, I don't know, like, we've always been the underdog. Like, for my first 2 years, and I feel like the playing field has like finally leveled out. So it's like, it'll be a really fun game. And then any games in the LSI, obviously we got to prove who we are. And then just honestly, the end goal is making it to that tournament and making a really good run.
Well, we do wish you the best this season. We appreciate you coming on the pod. Good luck to you and Nelson over there in the Mount Hood Conference. Hopefully, we'll probably meet up at some point in time during the season for Southwich versus Nelson. So looking forward to that match as well. It's always fun, exciting time. So, one of the best players out there. So we appreciate you coming on the pod. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Thanks again.
That's her thing.
And that'll do it for this week's episode of Bucks in the 503. Keep hooping out there, and we appreciate it. Until next time.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.